Continuing the theme of the last two episodes, the remarkable growth that will ensue in Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach, there's another amazing Gemara in Maseches Ksubos. On page 111, side B, after telling us about this notion that there will be gluskois, pastries, and clothes growing from the ground, the Gemara goes on to say that not only will this be something which we've seen, but our rabbis also taught that when Mashiach will come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the kind of miraculous growth in Eretz Yisrael, Yihi Pisas Bar Ba'aretz B'Reish Harim, that this great abundance we discussed will be literally rising into the mountaintops. What does this mean? Amru, a rabbi said, on this very verse, Asida Chita, that Chita which is bar means sustenance, or grain, cereals, that the Chita Tetitamer will rise up. As Rashi says, the word titamer is from the terminology of tomer dekel, like a palm tree, like a cedar palm, that it'll rise up v'oyle b'reish harim. So even though, as the Marsha points out, usually the fields that grow these kinds of grains are in the lowlands, they'll rise up to be as high as the mountains themselves. V'shem ha'toymar, and then you'll say, if that's the case, yesh tzar l'kaitzra, it'll be difficult to cut that kind of grain. So who needs it? What's the value of having a stalk that's so high when you have to climb all the way to the top to be able to get the wheat, to harvest the grain, the kernels? So the Gemara says, Talmud Leimer, Yirash Kelevonim Pirye. And the Gemara interprets the word Yirash Kelevonim as a Menashve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a wind. The wind will come and it will empty these enormous stalks of their grains so that people will simply be able to pick up Mashira. The wind will remove the grain, and they can pick up salta, the fine flour. Odem yaitzi l'sada, umevi miloi pisas yade. He'll be able to go out and fill his hand. So here the Gemara says, we're understanding the hand is literal, not as we learned previously, as a gluska, as a bagel, or a roll, or a pastry that is as wide as the hand, but people will fill their hands with this fine flour that will be blown out of the stalks and land on the ground. So what does this mean? The Gemara says that people able to have pisas yade, filling their hand, is also a euphemism. It means they'll find parnasase or parnasas anshe beise. They'll find the sustenance they need and the sustenance that's needed for their family. Of course, one could ask a very interesting question, as the Ben Yehuda asks. If you have pastries going from the ground, well then who in heaven needs the fine flour? So he suggests that there's going to be the notion of fine flour that's used as a basting for things made of like gravy or things made of fruit. The Ginza Yosef says there may be two different times. Mashiach's first era is going to produce enormous grain and very high stalks. In the second era, it'll evolve into actual pastries and fine clothes. And finally, he suggests that just like the manna, where not everybody had the same privileges, some people will have tall stalks, other people will actually have baked goods. But it's very clear from these Mefarshim, as the Bala HaFla expounds in this Gemara, that many believe that this is actual and to be taken literally when Mashiach comes.